The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good afternoon. I am Paul Hapstra at WJON News Time is 4:05. Currently 77 degrees here at the WJON studios. We'll have your full WJON weather eye forecast coming up after the news. And news is brought to you this afternoon by LJ Plumbing and Farmers and Merchant State Bank. A 15-year-old Albany girl was hurt in a crash near Holdingford on Friday afternoon. The Stearns County Sheriff's Office says they received a call about a crash at the eastern intersection of County Road 17 and County Road 3 in Holding Township around 5 p.m. The Sheriff's Office says a car being driven by 16-year-old Evelyn Zinken of Sartell was going north on County Road 3, came to a complete stop, and proceeded into the intersection. Meanwhile, a car being driven by 26-year-old Morgan Stomas of Albany was going east on County Road 17, approaching the intersection. Authorities say that Stomas indicated she saw Zinken stop at the stop sign and then proceed into the intersection, but that she was unable to stop. A passenger in Zinken's car, 15-year-old Ava Hansen of Albany, was taken to the St. Cloud Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The intersection has stop signs for both the northbound and southbound traffic on County Road 3. Some changes are coming to a road construction project in Wright County. The detour around Highway 25 between Monticello and Buffalo will shift on the north end of the project with the opening of a new roundabout intersection at County Road 37. The changes will take effect beginning tomorrow. The Highway 25 closure will extend northward from John Ossie Memorial Drive to County Road 106. The $11.4 million project includes a full reconstruction of the highway with new roundabouts at Highway 25 and County Road 37, Highway 25 and Caitlin Street, and at County Road 113. Work crews will also add pedestrian improvements and trail connections. The project is scheduled to be completed in late fall. There was a bit of a break at the gas pump last week as prices came down across all 50 states. Gas Buddy says average gas prices in Minnesota fell 18.5 cents a gallon in the last week, averaging 4.12. A total of 15 states saw the average price of gas drop below $4 a gallon. The average price nationwide fell 19.5 cents to an average of $4.26 per gallon. The national price of diesel fell 15.5 cents compared to a week ago, now at $5.43 a gallon. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says growing optimism around a potential U.S.-Iran agreement helped ease concerns over global oil supplies. However, uncertainty surrounding a potential deal saw oil prices edge higher Sunday night. DeHaan says short-term relief could give way to another upward swing if the negotiations between the two countries break down in the coming days. A downtown St. Cloud venue is bringing in a new act as part of a benefit show. The Red Carpet Nightclub will showcase Cirque du Cloud on June 27th. Cirque du Cloud is an aerial troupe and gym based in St. Cloud. Ashton Peshton with Red Carpet's marketing team says the group puts on an impressive performance.
If you like to see, you know, stunts and, you know, like, you know, these acrobatic artists perform at heights that seem very challenging to the regular person, that would be your kind of thing.
The show is also a benefit to help Amita Wild pay for medical bills. Other highlights at the red carpet in June include Don't Kill the Kids in the Keller Bar this weekend, the Let Them Cook Pride celebration on June 12th, and the Pearl Jam tribute band Dissident on June 20th. You can stay up to date on local news, weather, and sports with the WJON app powered by Farmers and Merchant State Bank. Download it today for free. Paul Hapstritt for WJON News. Your WJON weather eye forecast is coming up next.
WJON Radar Weather.
Here's your WJON weather. Lows dip down to about 52 tonight under mainly clear skies. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 83. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 55. Temperatures a bit above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 80s. Slight chance for showers Wednesday. Thunderstorms likely on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on Information Radio WJON.